We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 12th of November, 2011. And it's good to have you with us once again here as we are studying the situation that's going on in Australia right now. We apparently have the Australian legislative body passing the carbon pollution tax. The AFP reports Australia's upper house passed a controversial pollution tax on Tuesday, but the government called an historic day after years of bitter debate, which felled a sitting prime minister. Cheers and applause broke out as the Senate approved the Clean Energy Act by 36 votes to 32, requiring Australia's coal-fired power stations and other major emitters to pay to pollute. Well, that's, once again, folks, that's assuming, of course, that carbon dioxide is pollution, which it's not. But anyway, that evidently is going to go back to the lower house over there for a final vote, and it's expected to pass. I guess it's already passed once there, 74 to 72, so they're expecting it to pass again. So it looks like carbon credit, the whole carbon taxing the air scheme is going forward in Australia. Another one bites the dust, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunate, to say the least, as the whole thing of taxing the air is just absolutely insane. And this is just more oppression. And I feel bad for these people. I feel bad for the world. I feel bad for the people of the world because of this global order that has been put into place. I'm going to be visiting with Vicki Davis today. She's going to be joining us in an hour, and we're going to be talking about a number of things with her, not the least of which how this whole carbon tax thing fits into the global plan for technocracy, and also basically what we have going on here, ladies and gentlemen, is making the world efficiently run for the world's richest people. I mean, that's what it's all about. You have to be held out. We have the jobless claims numbers coming out again. We have the Department of Labor statistics manipulating those again. We'll talk about that a little bit here in the first hour. A lot of territory to cover in this first hour, so it's going to be a cram-packed program today. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Govern America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Continuing on here, I mentioned the jobless numbers are out again. They're claiming now jobless claims have fallen 10,000 in the latest week. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked about this repeatedly on this program, and I'm going to do it again because I don't hear really anybody else talking about it, to be quite honest with you. But these jobless numbers are underreported, it seems to me like, from certain weeks. The Department of Labor Statistics underreports things, and then the new numbers come out, and then they up the previous week's number. This, I think, is a trick. Now, there may be some reason for reporting the numbers a certain way and then revising them later for accounting purposes, but it seems to me like if this was something that they were doing for accounting reasons, in other words, maybe they didn't have all the data, that there would be some times where they would actually have to adjust them downward. But that, so far as I can tell, has never happened, at least not since I've been noticing this. So Reuters reports on Thursday when the numbers come out, they say new U.S. claims for unemployment benefits declined for the second straight week to the lowest level since the first week of April. Now, bear in mind, folks, we've been at or near 400,000 new jobless filers since April, okay? 400,000. We've been near 400,000 or above 400,000 for that length of time. Now, what are we talking about with the 400,000? We're talking about every week the Department of Labor Statistics puts out these numbers on Thursday, okay? And the numbers look backward 4 weeks, okay? So they basically put out, you know, what the last month is, but they have an updated version every week. So every week they come out with the backward-looking numbers for the last 4 weeks. And that's the number that has been at or near 400,000 or above 400,000 since April, okay? Now listen to this. They say it's a decline for the second straight week to the lowest level since the first week of April, the Labor Department said on Thursday. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits. Now again, we're talking about initial claims, first-time filers, folks. Not the repeat people that have to renew things and, you know, okay. Anyway, they say initial claims for state unemployment benefits fell 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 390,000 in the week ending November 5th, slightly below the 400,000 that analysts polled by Reuters had expected. The government revised its estimate for claims during the prior week to 400,000 from 397,000. Okay, so last week they were saying that, oh, the numbers have fallen below 400. And I remember covering that story on this show, and I might have even said, will they revise them upward? Well, indeed they did. Now, 397,000, that's the difference of 3,000 claims. You know, it's when you talk about the entire nation, I guess that's kind of a drop in the bucket. But, folks, how can we believe anything these people say? Supposedly, you know, the numbers have dropped 10,000. Well, next week, will they be revised upward quietly? See, here's the thing. Okay, this is why I'm making a big deal out of this. I went to broadcast school. And in broadcast school, now it wasn't journalism school, but they did teach us commercial copywriting, and they also taught us news copywriting. Okay, I've actually written scripts for news anchors. It hasn't been a part of my job, but, you know, when I was working at the NBC affiliate in the capital city here in Michigan, years ago, once in a while I would help out news anchor when they got behind, and I would type a script or two for them, okay? I have formal training in news copywriting. And one thing they taught us in broadcast school was that when you're writing for broadcast is a lot different than writing for print. Writing for broadcast, you don't go into that much detail. Your job for writing for broadcast, whether it's television or radio, is to brief the listener or viewer on the story. You just touch upon the surface. If they want any more details, they can always go and buy a newspaper, okay? Because newspapers will tell the exact figures of whatever, you know, 27,242 0.7, okay? You know, I mean, they get right down to the detail of whatever the number is, where if you're talking about a figure, you say over just over 27,000 or whatever. You know, I mean, you don't get that much detail, because if you do, you're going to lose people in the details. They're not, their eyes are going to glaze over. They're not going to understand it because it's too detailed. So you just touch upon the surface and move on. Okay? So if people are writing these stories about the unemployment numbers, they're not going to go back into the archives from the previous week and, you know, talk about how the government revised the previous week's estimate. No, they're going to tell what the current numbers are, and then they're going to move on. Okay, and the vast majority of the people today don't read anymore. They don't buy newspapers. In fact, I mean, if you can find a newspaper in this day and age of the Internet and electronic gizmos and what have you, but I mean, you can still go online and get the details. But the point is that the vast majority of the people are not going to be exposed to the fact that the numbers from the previous week have been revised. They're just going to hear that the numbers have fallen, and maybe the next week it might go up some, but then they fell again. And so there's a psychological aspect that comes into play here, and that is that to the average person, they're hearing some weeks it's going down, and so they're going to be encouraged and to go out and spend more money. So this is what I think is going on here. Now, that's my theory. But why else what reason do they have for saying, for thinking with the numbers? That's my point. And if they have to revise them, you'd think they would have to revise them sometimes the other way, but they don't, at least not that I've seen. All right, so enough about the unemployment numbers. You know, we're led to believe by these declining unemployment numbers, supposedly, that the U.S. is in a recovery. Yet in the meantime, we hear that U.S. poverty is at a new high, 16% or 49.1 million, according to the Associated Press, just 4 days ago. They say a record number of Americans, 49.1 million, are poor. Based on a new census measure that for the first time takes into account rising medical costs and other expenses. The numbers released Monday are part of a first-ever supplementary poverty measure aimed at providing a fuller picture of poverty. Although considered experimental, they promise to stir fresh debate over Social Security, Medicare, and programs to help the poor as a congressional super committee. Yes, that's right, the Anointed 12. And with Obama, the Anointed 13, decides to make these decisions for you. This is what's called democracy today, I suppose, shutting out the will of the voters, the will of the people. But anyway, I digress. The super committee is going to be, they're nearing a November 23rd deadline to make more than $1 trillion in cuts to the federal budget. And keep in mind, if they don't make that deadline, if memory serves me correctly, you folks are going to end up holding the bag. That's what the initial deal was. Based on the revised formula, they say the number of poor people exceeds the record 46.2 million, or 15.1%, that was officially reported in September. Broken down by group, Americans 65 and older sustained the largest increases in poverty under the revised formula, nearly doubling 15.9%, or 1 in 6, because of medical expenses that are not accounted for in the official rate. Oh, well, never mind. Obamacare's on the horizon, isn't it? Yeah, as more and more people are going to be rationed, and those older folks are going to have even less access to health care, from what I understand, from what I'm hearing. But understand, folks, the end-of-life care will be there. People will be counseled to make a move toward the grave. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. That doesn't really exist. Yeah, wait a while. You'll find out. All right, I'm up to break time already. Lots more to cover as well. We have some communist China news. Oh, boy. Guess what, folks? They're establishing a television network in our nation's capital. Woo-hoo! Propagandizing you to communist Chinese. All right, we'll be back.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the fact that Americans are getting poorer and poorer all the time. You know, we're living in a global economy, they tell us. And they tell us just how prosperous globalism makes us. And yet, every time we see Agenda 21, I believe it's Chapter 3, Combating Poverty, Chapter 4, Changing Consumption Patterns, we're seeing the redistribution of wealth worldwide as Americans have their consumption patterns changed. And as the more Agenda 21 and the UN fight poverty, guess what? We get more of it. Everything that they do today, everything that they say they're doing, you ever notice how they accomplish the exact opposite of their stated intent? And that's, you know, so be careful. Anytime you hear them telling you they're going to help you, you better look out. And this is another example of that. New Social Security formula would cut benefits and raise taxes. This is 55 million Social Security recipients are about to get their first benefit increase in 3 years. Congress is looking at reducing future raises by adopting a new measure of inflation that also would increase taxes for most families. Those with low incomes would be hit hardest, of course. So as Americans get, and that was from, by the way, the Detroit Free Press. Actually, it's the Associated Press article. So as Americans get poorer and poorer, things are kind of chugging right along in communist China, where foreign trade, that's at $3 trillion, according to Press TV, the Iranian news service. They say China's General Administration of Customs, or GAC, has announced that the country's trade volume has exceeded by $3 trillion U.S. dollars despite the global economic meltdown. Chinese imports and exports hit a record high of more than $3 trillion U.S. dollars in the first 10 months of 2011, the GAC said, citing preliminary calculations Xinhua reported on Thursday. According to the statistics, the country's foreign trade reached $322.56 billion from October 1st to November 2nd of this year, indicating a 31.76% increase compared with that of last October. China has become the world's largest exporter and second largest importer. Its foreign trade volume surpassed $1 trillion U.S. dollars in 2004 and hit $2 trillion U.S. dollars in 2007. This, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly, in large part, because the United States has funded China through our economic policies. I hammer this issue a lot. I will continue hammering it for as long as I'm here on this network, or any network for that matter. We need tariffs on our imports. We need protectionism today. We need to do the things that are necessary to protect this country from economic demise and collapse. Nothing has bankrupted this country faster than globalism, and globalism has been accelerated through the use of the elimination of tariffs on these insane trade agreements, through way of these insane trade agreements, which reduce or eliminate tariffs and penalize and basically make it impossible for our corporations to compete unless they shop around the world for the cheapest labor. And invariably, they're going to land in countries like communist China, which pay their people, what, a dollar a day? I mean, yeah, China is such a people's paradise that you got, you know, we've talked about the companies that build the Apple products over there. You know, they're installing nets to catch the workers because the workers are so suicidal and trying to jump off the building. Okay? This is the people's paradise of China. So, we need to save the Chinese by not buying from them, okay? We need to reestablish our economic viability here in this country by erecting the trade tariffs, by erecting tariffs on our imports. To do anything else has been suicidal and will continue to be suicidal. We will not have an economy, excuse me for using the word, we will not have a sustainable economy until we do. Folks, that's just the nature of the thing. And I know I sound like a broken record here, but I have to keep telling you this because not enough people are saying it. This is the only solution. Until then, we're going to keep campaigning and having our governors, our insane, backstabbing governors, meeting with the provincial leaders of communist China to try to attract jobs and economic development into this country. Please come here. Please, we'll let you be our slave masters. Please come here and set up businesses so we can feed our people. How sick is this, folks? And now we got China mocking the U.S. political model. This comes from the Washington Times. It says Chinese political and business leaders are increasingly triumphant. After two decades of rapid economic growth that lifted unprecedented millions out of poverty and turned the nation into an economic superpower, saying their success proves its political and economic system is superior to the Western model. No, I'm sorry. Communism is not superior to our form of government. The problem here is that our traitorous vermin that are leading this nation and many of the states, unfortunately, have given this country away to them lock, stock, and barrel. All right, I'm at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue in a moment. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website. That's GovernAmerica.com. And the number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Ron in Missouri, just hang on. We'll get to you in just a moment. I want to finish up this article. It says China's mocking the U.S. political model. They say in extensive talks with a series of Chinese leaders, the off-cited point of criticism and the gridlock and dysfunction they see in Washington. They cite criticism and gridlock and dysfunction they see in Washington. They say fawning by U.S. political leaders seeking re-election has created an entitlement culture where the public has grown dependent on government largesse. Oh, they're not in China? They say now with the United States facing monumental economic and debt problems, by design, folks, it's all by design. The political system has been unable to curb generous entitlement programs or counter the economic downturn. But Washington's political stalemate is not the only subject of derision in private and public conversations in China. Ordinary citizens also have watched aghast as European countries amassed huge and unpayable debts with their unwieldy welfare states. Now, with the public violently resisting reform, these spendthrift countries seem headed for a monumental financial crisis that threatens to shake the entire global economy. Even in the westernized enclave of Hong Kong, where leaders are trying to implement domestic reforms, some officials point to the serious difficulties facing the U.S. and unfolding crisis in Europe as evidence that Western democracy does not work or provide lasting well-being for the people. Well, folks, the problem, again, is not that our system can't work or hasn't worked or doesn't work. It's that it's being designed to fail. We've been set up. The whole thing's been set up to fail. And that's the point. And I come back to the issues of tariffs once again. We got to have tariffs on imports. We have to have protectionism. It's not a dirty word. And it's time for us to embrace the word, promote the word, and tell these little scumbags in Washington, D.C., and our scumbag governors and legislators that are selling us out all across this country that enough is enough. We are the American people, and if this is our government, this is our country, and we're not going to stand for this crap anymore. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's call, take Ron in Missouri. Ron, thanks for holding on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, he's talking about the Social Security. The dirty little secret that nobody wants to talk about is it's a 3.8% raise, but Medicare is going up 4.1%.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, you're actually going to lose money.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, see, they don't want to address that little part of the topic there. When you try to address it, nobody, everybody runs for cover, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, they're always trying to figure little ways to squeeze a dime, squeeze a nickel, and we're being squeezed from all sides. And the older folks who have run this country for many years, who are, you know, should be in the prime of their life. You know, I mean, once upon a time, people look forward to retirement. Now people are concerned that they're not ever going to be able to make ends meet. You know, and I get these statements, Ron, from the Social Security Administration. I just laugh at these things. Well, you're entitled to this, that, or the other, you know, and you're gonna get a big check, you know, this amount, you know, when you retire and get to retirement age. And I just laugh at it because I know it's a lie. I'm never going to see a penny of that.
More than likely not. Over to the Chinese thing, our governor here, well, Missouri legislature stopped the Chinese hub at the airport, so in retaliation, the Chinese have stopped all flights into Lambert. There's some place in Ohio that keeps saying, come over here, and my attitude is, go for it. And our governor now, they're not giving up now. They're going to try to attach this Chinese hub melee to some sort of a bill with their Ameren UE over here, some bill with some of their nonsense they're trying to push through, so they're going to try to come that route, and they just are not going to let it go. You do a little bit of research, Moberly, Missouri got involved in some Chinese scam, and now us, the taxpayers, we had to come up with $40 million to pay the bondholders.
Wow. Yeah, I'm hearing about that more and more.
And I'm like, you all didn't learn from the Moberly, Missouri experience?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's all very draconian, and I don't really know what else to say about it. You know.
Well, by the way, I do have some good news.
Yeah.
There's a little town, if you Google St. George, a couple of years ago, a cop over in St. George, a little township over here, threatened this guy, and the guy videotaped it and put it up on YouTube, and the cop got fired, and he sued the city, basically bankrupt the city. So the city of St. George had themselves unincorporated at this past election.
Oh, cool.
And the mayor ran, the girl that ran for the mayor and her two girlfriends on the board over there, they said, we're going to dissolve the city. They got rid of the police, got rid of the courts. They said the next thing is to dissolve the city, and they did, 73 to like 25, whatever, anyway, you know. So St. George is no more.
That's kind of interesting. Now, dissolving the, when I said, oh, cool, I'm a little hesitant on that because, you know, what are they a part of now?
Well, now they're just they're part of unincorporated St. Louis County. No township, no local police to harass you and all this, you know, kind of garbage.
Okay, the only reason I hesitated there is because I do know, like, with the regional system, certain areas, certain governments are being, you know, connected together with other areas, and it's being, certain places are being merged together to form a larger part of the region. That's the only reason for my hesitation on that.
Well, St. George was a very crooked community. The only thing they ran their city off of was a speed ticket. They'd have a cop sitting there by the highway just waiting on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their sole source of revenue, or whoever they could harass people to live within a town to pay this fine and this code violation. And I mean, it was just a pure mess. Personally, it wouldn't bother me if they all disincorporated themselves. And
well, and that's the other thing, and that was my initial reaction, is that, you know, why do we have cities incorporated in the first place? Why do we have our governments all being corporations, you know, in the first place? I mean,
you can't sue them.
You can't sue corporations?
Go for it. You try it. This guy only wound up suing the city of St. George because they got him on a federal violation because he was apparently at the federal highway, and his violation of right, whatever, you know, but only the federal court got involved and let him sue the city. And a dirty little secret, and I don't know about your little area here, like Maplewood, we're what they call a charter government. Mm-hmm. Well, you and I were taught in history, you know, about the federal to the state to the county to the local or either direction. Well, in this mess here, you can't go to the city or county or state. You have to actually go into federal court. Like when my wife wanted a wheelchair ramp, they denied her a ramp, and so we actually had to get a federal court order.
Wow.
So start researching charter government. That's the new thing coming.
Yeah, okay. All right. That sounds very, very interesting. You know, one more thing before you go.
Sure.
You were the one that was talking about how your health care is being rationed.
Oh, yeah.
I was speaking to a doctor who is a listener of this program, and he's going to be coming on in a couple of months here. He's got a conference, I guess, he's going to in January, and he's going to be coming on after that because he's called into the show before, and he said that there's a lot of his doctor friends and people that he knows, his colleagues, that are very, very worried about this coming Obamacare thing.
They should be.
Their costs are being driven up to the point where they can't make ends meet anymore, and a lot of these folks are going out of business. They're leaving the industry, they're leaving the healthcare profession because of Obamacare.
Right.
And he had a lot to say in terms of databasing. There's databases that they're implementing that basically would force people, doctors, into going, basically, I looked at it like a cookie-cutter approach, treating people.
By the way, do a little research. It's either Idaho or Montana. I can't remember, but there was a doctor that wanted to go out of business because he's losing money with this mess, and the court ordered that he has to stay in business.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go research that. It's Idaho, Montana, somewhere up there like that. I'm sure if you probably, I don't know, search around Sam's website or naturalnews.com or some of these websites, but it's been all maybe 6 months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he's losing money by treating people through this Obamacare mess, and the court ordered you have to do it anyway.
Wow.
So go check that one out.
Yeah, that's interesting. Boy, I'll tell you what. We're in a mess here, and you know, and that's part of the problem is they have to attack from so many sides.
Absolutely.
They tend to overwhelm on every front. It's just really, you know, but folks, we can't give up. And this is the thing. I realize how overwhelming all of this is. When we talk about all these news stories, we talk about all this information, and people can just, you know, their eyes can glaze over, and they can just, well, what's the point in trying? But you have to understand that a lot has been done up to this point to preserve what we have.
Sure.
If we throw in the towel, throw up our hands, and give up,
I do have about 30 seconds.
Aaron,
do I have about 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, there was a doctor friend of mine who's now retired, and he told me the Federal Hospital Association, or agency, whatever, I didn't know we had one, told him, let's just say he could have 100 patients a year. Well, never mind if I only came once every 10 years, they told him how many patients he could actually have.
Wow.
And if one dies, they may not let you have another one to replace him or not. And I've known this guy. He's been a fellow ham operator for years, and I don't think he'd lie about something like that.
Well, I got a feeling we're going to find out a whole lot about the coming health care changes that we didn't like. You know, what was it? It wasn't Nancy Pelosi that said, we got to pass this thing to find out what's in it. You know? I got a feeling we're going to find out what's in it. And I got a feeling there's a whole lot not to like here.
Yeah, well, the guy finally retired. He goes, I'm done, before a judge got a hold of him and said he couldn't retire. But anyway, well, yeah. You have a good one.
All right, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. All right, folks, getting back to this China thing for just a little bit here, because there's some things going on. We have the collaboration with our automakers. Environment News Service reports on earlier this month, November 4th, Dateline Shanghai, China, collaboration brings automakers of the world to China. They say Toyota Motor Corporation plans to sell Chinese-made hybrid cars from 2015. Now get this, General Motors and Daimler AG are building Chinese-branded EVs, and Ford is thinking it over. Toyota Motor Corporation, a company based in Japan, is aiming to sell Chinese-made cars from 2015. To make that happen, the company has announced plans to invest $689 million U.S. dollars in a new research and development center for low-emission vehicle technology in the eastern city, China city of Changshu. Toyota said the new R&D center, located some 62 miles northwest of Shanghai, would become operational with test tracks and other facilities ready by 2013. What was interesting to me about that is not just that Toyota is involved, but the fact that they said that General Motors and Daimler AG, I'm not sure what AG stands for, but anyway, these American, supposedly American automobile companies, at least historically, are building Chinese-branded electric vehicles. I guess that's what EV stands for. And Ford is considering building. So I guess we're going to have our U.S. automakers building Chinese-branded cars. This is globalism, folks. Anyway, moving along here, we see from the AFP, the French News Service, Russia's Putin to host China's win for security talks. Increasingly, and we've told you folks this was coming down the pipe also, Russia is going back to its communist roots, in my opinion. Okay? Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, folks, I got flagged on Twitter by the Red Bot, the Red Scare Bot. This is a little thing, anytime you post anything about a communist, somebody being a communist, the Red Scare Bot retweets you and makes some kind of comment on that, okay? I said that Vladimir Putin was a communist. Well, the Red Scare Bot picked that up and ran with that, and I responded by saying, are you saying he's not? Folks, Vladimir Putin was a member of the Communist Party in the Soviet, the Russian Federation, I'm sorry, as it's called now, I guess. But he was a member of the Communist Party till the Communist Party dissolved. Boris Yeltsin ordered the Communist Party to be dissolved, and so subsequently it was, at least for a couple of years. It came right back, though. But anyway, Putin was a member of that, right up until the point where it dissolved. So don't tell me that Vladimir Putin is not a communist. He was a member of the KGB, if memory serves me correctly, and for the Soviet Union. So anyway, they say in AFP, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Wen Jiabao will meet Monday to discuss expanding their loose Central Asian Security Alliance to include Pakistan and Iran. Putin will host Wen in his native city of St. Petersburg almost exactly 10 years after the two countries joined forces with the four ex-Soviet Central Asian republics to form the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Their own little regional Asian system, folks, just like the European Union and just like the covert North American Union and the what will be someday the free trade area of the Americas if the globalists get their way. They say Russia has previously built the alliance as a regional alternative to NATO and discussed at past meetings the option of including other regional powers in its ranks. And they're talking about Pakistan and Iran, which have applied for membership, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman Alexander Lakashevich told reporters ahead of the talks. India is also intent on joining, and Afghanistan has said it wants to be an observer. Anyway, so we have that going on. In the meantime, we have Russian soldiers marching through Red Square in a tribute, a Second World War tribute. Thousands of Russian troops marched through Red Square on Monday in an emotional reenactment of a 1941 Soviet parade. The saw soldiers marched straight to the front to face the attacking. Okay, we're up to break time. Let me take a break here, and then we'll continue after the break. I want to get to this communist Chinese Rush TV channel, too. We have this going on in our nation's capital. Right now, folks, they're in the process of establishing a television network to propagandize you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Covered America, I'm Darren Weeks. I'm going to leave that article there about the Soviets, you know, and the fact that they're marching through Red Square. They're doing parades over there, honoring, you know, the history of the Soviet Union, basically. You know, the victory over the Nazi attack. And, you know, but basically building up Soviet patriotism or Russian patriotism, but basically building up and honoring Joseph Stalin, okay? And, well, anyway, that's going on right now. And by the way, we have a couple of callers. Just hang with us, guys, and I'll get to you as soon as I can. But I want to cover a few more of these stories because this is very important. We have the Russia, we have the German news agency Deutsche Welle reporting Russia's communists gain momentum and run up to elections. We have that story. Also, we have Chinese-style democracy ensures that communists prevail. One of the arguments for doing globalism and doing trade with communist China that our governors and our leaders in Washington, D.C. are promoting and furthering is that by doing this business with China, it's, they're going to open up to democracy. They're going to open up to what they say is our form of government. Now, bear in mind, we're not a democracy. Under the Constitution, we're a representative republic. And what is the difference? Well, under the republic, we are, the rights of the individual are absolutely supreme and cannot be touched. That's the bottom line. Under a democracy, well, whatever the mob says is what goes. Okay? So there's really a big difference there, even though, you know, they look on the surface to be very similar. But anyway, they talk in this article about how the Chinese communists have basically marginalized any elections they have to the point where it becomes so irrelevant that it really they really have no real say in society. They get to the point where any votes that, that you have, well, that it's a very little substance. The real decisions are made by the Communist Chinese Party. All right, moving along here. I want to get to this Reuters piece. The headline is, China's state broadcaster to open U.S. studio. This is, again, on the Reuters website, and they cite the rap.com. They say, China's central television, the country's state-owned broadcaster, is opening a new hub in Washington, D.C., from which it will broadcast its English-language TV service, according to the Financial Times. CCTV, China Central Television, which produces news shows widely viewed as government propaganda, you think? It expects to begin broadcasting from a D.C. studio by the middle of 2012 and produce up to 6 hours of original programming a day. The channel is now available through cable and satellite providers in areas with large Chinese populations. CCTV has already, and by the way, those areas are going to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time because we're recruiting them to come here. Anyway, CCTV has already built a studio in Nairobi for its English language channel to reach viewers in Africa. In addition to Chinese and English businesses, it also offers channels in Arabic, French, and Russian. Now, folks, I would just ask you this one question. What would happen if the U.S. government went over to Beijing and said, we're going to set up a Mandarin-speaking language service to broadcast to the Chinese? Do you think that would be allowed? I highly doubt it. Why are we allowing them to come here and do this? That's my question. All right, there's other things going on. We're using Chinese communist electronics in our military systems, our weapons systems. And now we have the people at the Pentagon complaining that this jeopardizes the safety of our soldiers.